So let's review. The Braisa previously discussed Abikairis and Megala Panim B'Torah. As Rashi explains, Megala Panim B'Torah, May is Panim Kalapi Iski Torah, one who acts brazenly against those who learn Torah. And Rashi continues, Megala Panim Mishtameelon, the Chomer Abikairis, Abikairis Hainu de Ispe Afkerusa Be'alma. And Abikairis is less severe because he merely acts disobediently against the Torah or those who learn Torah. The Gemara proceeds with a Machlekes regarding the meaning of both Abikairis and Megala Panim B'Torah. In the first version, the machlekes is in the definition of apikiris. Rabbi Reb Chanina hold apikiris, zeh mevazel talmid chacham. One who shames the talmid chacham is considered only an apikiris, but not a megala panim b'Torah. Megala panim b'Torah could be Menashe ben Chizkiah, and only one who claims that some psukim in the Torah were written in vain, as described in the previous daf, is considered a megala panim b'Torah. However, hamavazel chaver b'fnei talmid chacham, one who merely shames someone in the presence of a talmid chacham, is not an apikiris. While Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Shub ben Levi hold that Bikaris zeh mevazel chaver b'fnei talmid chacham, one who shames someone in the presence of a talmid chacham is an apikaris, and megala panim b'Torah zeh mevazel talmid chacham atzmai, one who shames a talmid chacham is considered a megala panim b'Torah. In the second version, the machlekes is within the definition of megala panim b'Torah. Rav of Reb Chanina Amri megala panim b'Torah zeh mevazel talmid chacham atzmai, one who shames a talmid chacham is considered a megala panim b'Torah. Apikaris zeh mevazel chaver b'fnei talmid chacham. One who merely shames someone in the presence of a talmid chacham is considered only an apikaris, but not a megala panim b'Torah. While Rabbi Yechon Rabbi Shub ben Levi hold megala panim b'Torah zeh mevazel chaver b'fnei talmid chacham. One who shames someone in the presence of a talmid chacham is considered megala panim b'Torah. And the less severe apikaris refers to one who merely acts disrespectfully toward talmid chachamim as follows. Rabbi Yosef says, "Kugin the Yosef kami Rabbi, v'naflu leishmeita beduch teachriti, v'amah hachi aminin hasam v'loy amah hachi amamar." If a student sitting before his Rebbe was reminded that his Rebbe's halacha is mentioned elsewhere as well, and the student commented, "This halacha we've already also learned elsewhere," but he did not say, "Rebbe taught us this halacha elsewhere," the student is considered an apikaris. Rabbi says, "Kugin hani debei binyamin asi de amri mayhani lan rabbanon." If one claims that the Rabbanan's rulings bring no benefits to others because all their rulings are clearly mentioned in the Torah, he's considered an apikaris. Rav Papa says, "Kigin the Amar Hanu Rabbanan." One who speaks of specific Rabbanan says, "Those Rabbanan," is considered an apikaris because, as Rashi explains, this is a gnai, an insult, and he should rather say, "Rabbi Seinu Shebemokim Pleini," our rabbis from there. Rashi mentions a second version, "Kigin the Amar Hanu Rabbanan." One who speaks of general Rabbanan adds the word Hani Rabbanan, the Rabbanan, is considered an apikaris because this is a gnai. However, one who speaks of specific Rabbanan and says Hanu Rabbanan is not considered an apikaris because this is not a gnai. Rav Nachman says, "Zeh HaKori Rabbi Bishmoy," one who calls his Rebbe by his name is considered an apikaris. The Gemara proceeds with an incident in which Rabbi Yirmi was seated before Abzera and he taught the following, "Asra HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lohaiti Nachal Mibeis Kodshei HaKadoshim Ba'alav Kol Minim Megadim." In times to come, Hashem will bring forth from the Kodesh HaKodeshim a stream on whose banks will sprout all sorts of delicacies. As the Pasuk states, V'alanachal yal asfasim mizeh mizeh kol eitz machal b'gomer. And an old man commented on this, Yishar v'cheinam Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon also said this very same statement. Rabbi Yirmiya felt that this comment was disrespectful and one would be considered not b'kairis. However, Bezerra told him, Hohai siyu k'mesayilach. This was not disrespectful because he intended to support your statement. However, had he brought a proof because he doubted the statement, this would be disrespectful, as in the incident of Rabbi Yechon, who taught, "Asra Kadosh Baruch Hu Levi Avonim Tevis Margalias Shehem Shleishim Al Shleishim V'Chaykik Ben Esra Al Esrim U'Mamid M'Shayu Yishalayim." In times to come, Hashem will bring precious gems and pearls the size of 30 by 30 amma, cut at an opening of 10 by 20 amma, and place them at the entrances of Yerushalayim, as the Pasuk states, "V'Samti Kad Koshim Shesech V'Shareich La'amne Ektach V'Gaymer." His student laughed and said, "Hashta kebiyasa ditzilzalo lemishkechinon, kuli hamishkechinon? If in our times we cannot find precious gems the size of a small egg, certainly one cannot find gems of such great size." Afterward, the student traveled overseas and saw Malachim cutting out large gems for the entrances of Yerushalayim. When he returned, he said to Rabbi Yechonon, "Rabbi darosh ulecha no lidrish, kishim shamarta kachriisi." Rabbi, you are worthy of teaching because I saw the Malachim doing as you taught. Rabbi Yechonon responded, "Reko. You scorned the statements of the Chacham because you believed only that which you actually saw, but not what you did not see." Rabbi Yechon looked at the student and he died. The previously mentioned pasuk concludes with "Va'aleyu letrufa." The leaves of a tree on the banks of the stream will be used letrufa, which means lahatir peh. Chizkiya says, Lahatra pet ilamin, the leaves will open and heal the mouths of those who cannot speak. Bakapara says, Lahatra pet akaris, the leaves will open and heal the womb of women who cannot bear children. Rabbi Yechanan says, L'toyer ponim shel bali hapeh, the leaves will enlighten the faces of those who learn Torah in this world, as Rabbi Yehuda Reb Simon says, Kol ha-mashker ponav al divrei Torah b'olam hazeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mavik zivuv l'olam haba. One whose face becomes dark from intense Torah study in this world, Hashem will enlighten his face in the world to come. Similarly, Reb Tanchum Reb Chanoi Loi says, Kol ha-marav atzma al divrei Torah b'olam hazeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mazbi'ay l'olam haba. One who starves himself to learn Torah in this world, Hashem will satiate him in the world to come. In times to come, Hashem will reward each tzaddik with a handful of goodness. Abaya asked, this cannot be so, because Hashem's hand is greater than the entire world. Similarly, one might ask regarding the statement that in times to come, Hashem will give each tzaddik 310 worlds. How can a person accept all that? However, the answer is, Hashem gives the righteous the strength to receive their reward. The Gemara proceeds to explain the previous Mishnah. One who reads from secular books will not receive a portion of the world to come. And the Brisa explains, Tana b'sifri tzedukim. This refers to the books of those who deny the oral law. Rav Yosef adds, "B'sefer ben Sira nami osalimikri." One may not read even from the book of Ben Sira because, as Rashi explains, "Sheyesh b'divre havoy uvo aleim l'day bitl Torah." This book contains worthless statements, and as a result, the reader will become idle from Torah study. And the Gemara proceeds to cite several examples. Rav Yosef, however, says, "Milim al yasa de ispe darshin lo." One may teach the useful sayings of Ben Sira, and the Gemara goes on to mention several examples. The Gemara also cites the following well-known pasuk in Mishlei. Kol yimei ani ro'im v'toyv leiv mishtatamet, and offers several interpretations. The Gemara in the next daf cites the following brisa. Tan Rabban, hakari pasuk shel shir hashirim v'oisa oisikim in zemer. One who recites a pasuk in shir hashirim like a song. Or v'hakari pasuk beveis mishtois b'leiz manai. One who recites psukim to entertain others at a party. May be ro'a la'ilam bring trouble upon the world. M'nei sh'atayru chagere sak v'medes chanei HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'ayimeres lavan v'rebayin shalom. Because the Torah complains to Hashem that the people are treating the Torah like the harp of the fools. However, Hayd Reb Shimon ben Elazar, Mishum Reb Shimon ben Chananya, Kol HaKari Pasuk Bezmanai, may be Tayva L'Olam. One who recites Pesukim to praise Hashem at a Yom Tov meal brings goodness upon the world.